Zach Osborne, Sweden. Zach, what's it like to be back?
It's pretty good. I mean, it's been since the first round of the British Championship since I've been behind the gate, so like almost 4 months now. So it's good to be back and get started again and back in Europe and having a good time.
And you've ridden the qualifier race and putting yourself about a bit. Just trying to get back in the swing of things?
Yeah, I made it a little bit hard on myself on the start. I was, probably 15th or 20th, and then just soldiered through to 5th, and I felt really good in the race and never really got tired, so it's a good sign for tomorrow. Hopefully it doesn't rain too much.
And what are your sort of hopes out of this race? What do you expect to finish or hope to finish?
Definitely two top fives would be really good. I mean, those two guys at the front, Tommy and Jeffrey, are really good, you know, and Tonis, they've all got sort of race trim going on. So I think two times in the top five tomorrow would be awesome. Be on the podium would be ecstatic, you know. I think it's a good goal to just go out and get two solid results, two times in the top five. It'll be sweet.
And then what do you hope to achieve for the rest of the year in the remaining 8 rounds?
Podiums and possibly a GP win. I mean, we got quite a bit of time before we get to, like, Matterley, so I think I can do a good bit of training. You know, I've only been on the bike 2 weeks now, and before that I had 6 weeks completely off, nothing, and then I did, like, 4 weeks of physical training and then 2 weeks of riding, so it's been a long time, so I think if I can get a few races under my belt and get things going again, I can do some damage in the end. I mean, obviously, there's no point in even talking about where I would be in the championship or whatever. It doesn't matter, you know. So I just want to go out and do good in every moto, really just give my best in every single race.
And it's kind of your farewell tour. You're going to be sad to go?
Yeah, a bit. I mean, I'm going to miss all the people I've met in the past few years, and it's been a good ride, so I just want to go out with a bang and focus on what I have to do, not get too ahead of myself, and make the most of what I got going on right now at this time.
And obviously, you've signed with Geico Honda. You happy with that? I mean, you got it done pretty early, so must be, I suppose.
Yeah, it was done in, like, the beginning of March, so it was announced a while after, just to sort of satisfy the powers that be. So yeah, it's a good deal for me. I had pretty much every option to do whatever I wanted, so it was my choice to take Geico, and I'm happy with it. I think they have a strong team and it should be really good for me.
And what do you know, the 250 class out there at the moment is as stacked as ever been. Where do you expect to place when you go back over there?
Well, I mean, obviously this year I had two podiums in Supercross, and I mean, I would like to improve on that same sort of thing, you know, again on the podium and be there in the long run for championships and stuff. I think they have a really solid program, and I just need to get on with the bike and get started with it, and I think it could be a really good year for me.
And when exactly do you start on Geico? Like, will you be running the Monster Cup or anything like that?
Well, I kind of got overlapping contractually, so I don't know really what the deal is. I heard Steve say the other day that maybe Monster wanted us to do the Monster Cup, so it could be that I'm riding still with Yamaha in the Monster Cup, but we'll see. I mean, that's a long ways away. Just want to make the most of what we got going on right now, and then it would be cool, though, so we'll see.
That's perfect.
All right.